The Troy Poem Project is a public arts endeavor run by frequent WOOC contributor Megan Marone. WOOC correspondent Aaron Pettinati recently sat down with Megan to discuss the analog media production component of her work.
I'm Aaron Pettinati, and today I'm interviewing Megan Marone, the core creative contributor to the Troy Poem Project, about the aesthetic significance of analog media in a digital age. The Poem Project is a community art endeavor that occurs on a biweekly basis in the summer months at the Troy Flea Market and intermittently at festivals and other public gatherings throughout the colder months of the year. It involves Megan sitting with an old-fashioned analog typewriter at a portable desk beside the Hudson River and writing poems on brown recycled paper about whatever topic people request. Megan, thanks for taking the time for this interview. It's nice to be talking with you.
Great to be talking to you.
So to start out, can you tell us a bit about the different types of poems that people have requested?
Well, the first idea that anyone ever had for a poem came from a social worker, and she was working with people who had been incarcerated, and she said that the people who she worked with had a great deal of feeling over what they had done and also family circumstances that had led them to make choices that they did and that they were preoccupied with guilt and anger. So she asked me to write poems about that. Over the years, I would say that people have asked me to write about friendship, really specific people in their lives, which is actually kind of tough because I don't know the people who they want me to write about. But then it leads to a really great discussion about people describing the people in their lives who they love. And then we construct a poem together. So it really becomes a dialogue. But I would say some of the more interesting requests would be that people have asked me to write about ladders to other realms of consciousness, the sturgeon in the Hudson River, their relationships, their feelings of hope or guilt and shame. So it's really nice because you bypass superficial dialogue with people and go straight to things that people are thinking about.
So at one level, it seems clear that the reason you're using a typewriter to write your poems in public is the greater practicality of doing so in comparison to having to set up a printer. But at another level, this choice of medium clearly resonates with deeper issues, namely the fact that we're living through an era in which the means for producing and disseminating texts has recently shifted overwhelmingly to digital media. And this goes along with a pervasive sense that the ease and almost instantaneous speeds with which texts can be digitally copied and circulated has cheapened their value as physical artifacts in which material labor has been invested. So my question is your work in some ways a response to this larger technological and cultural situation? Is the fact that you're producing singular, perishable, analog copies of your poems meant to add something to their overall value as artifacts?
Yeah, I'm not the first person to have the idea to sit with a typewriter and have dialogues with people about life. Many big cities have this, and what's really nice is that the actual typed poem becomes an artifact of the moment that you had with someone. So in order to write a poem about a person or for a person who you don't really know that well, you have to talk with that person for a while, and then you learn a significant amount about them, or you learn about the things that they love or that matter to them. And then once the poem's typed up, the poem becomes an actual physical memento of that conversation that you had. So yeah, I mean, it's the idea of making something that is meant to last. Analog is related to the word analogy. So analog media versus digital media has to do with the fact that analog media in general, whether you're talking about, you know, printing or making music, it's supposed to be more of a media that is analogous to the realm of the earth. There isn't an abstraction. Like if you're talking about analog music, a vinyl record is considered analog because the threads on the record really mimic sound waves, and the sound waves that hug tightly to soil and earth and material reality. If you're talking about analog media in terms of a typewriter, it's a little different. There's the actual handwriting of thought the typewriter is interesting because it's a machine that processes your thought, but that machine is hammering out letters and instantaneous printing of keys that you've depressed. So it is mechanical for sure, but it's also analog in the immediate crafting of some sort of object. Whereas the digital world is all about abstraction. I mean, the word digital is related to digit and the whole idea of things being abstracted into numerals. There are really wonderful things about writing in the digital world. Like in a Google document, it's nice to have the collaborative component where you have a whole bunch of different people working on a single document and you can actually see your revision history. So I think in terms of writing media, there is a place for the digital writing media. Does that mean that we have to keep going forward in linear time and never use a typewriter again? Obviously, I don't think so. And the typewriter also might slow you down because you have to actually think before you type about what you're typing because you don't have some of the benefits of automatic editing and things like that. And people just seem to like it.
So you mentioned dialogue. And one of the oldest written works about media that theorizes about media for one of the first times in history is Plato's Phaedrus. And in it, Socrates expresses this concern that this relatively new technology of writing is actually fundamentally alienating because it takes people away from physical presence with each other. And he saw dialogue, the conversation of souls, people who are located in the same space with each other having a conversation as the best way to learn about people and to learn about the world. Do you think that what you're doing and what other people who are doing poem projects around the country are doing is to some extent, if not solving, at least addressing this problem, the ways that writing can be alienating by actually trying to connect to other people in dialogue when you're carrying it out?
Yeah. What your question just made me think of is classically romanticized literary eras in which there were actual physical gatherings of people who had certain aesthetic preoccupations, salons, or maybe even less sexy gatherings. Well, I mean, just different writers who might have been incarcerated or in really difficult situations, outcast revolutionary groups that then gather at points. Not to just focus on the highbrow literary salons of Paris in the 20s or something like that. So the physical gathering of people is really important and kind of exciting for sure, but also rather difficult in the way that civilization runs now, with there being a lot of physical dislocation and post-industrial drift, and then also the actual problem of spaces, like who owns property, where can you gather, what are public spaces, who really has control over public spaces. So it's always really exciting to do the poem project in gatherings where there are real efforts to make everyone feel welcome. So there's the Riverfront Park in Troy where the poem project has happened. There's Freedom Festival at the Sanctuary. There's the holiday party at the Sanctuary. So it's kind of catch as catch can in terms of community. But what you discover in terms of that gathering of souls, I'm going to use the Plato term of souls, is that people really have a deep need for that physical connection. Of course, you have, again, the digitized, abstracted numerical quantification of your online communities, but people actually seem to want real gathering. Real physical gathering has to do with real vulnerability and also honesty about both the joy and the sorrow of your life, that both exist, and there isn't so much of a digital interfacing of hiding. And I feel incredibly grateful to the people who have spoken to me with the Poem Project, because, you know, it could be seen as a little bit of an odd thing. And there's just a positive response where people are curious. And as long as they get the sense that you're non-judgmental, you want to talk to them because they're another human, they're another soul in a gathered community space, then people open up. The dialogue becomes really important. And actually, I would say that the highest value that I have, and I have other friends who do this project with me, by the way, Cody Bingham, Molly Bingham, and we all walk away saying that the highest value is just the moment that you really have with the person. And then the poems become, again, the memento of that moment.
Well, thanks very much for this interview, Megan.
Thank you.
That was our WOOC correspondent, Erin Pettinati, speaking with Megan Marone about her work with the Troy Poem Project.